This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll start today with the politics of sports and the sport of politics. Mitt Romney is scheduled to begin a foreign policy trip later today. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee will visit Israel and Poland.
But his first stop, London, where Romney will meet with British Prime Minister David Cameron and attend the opening ceremonies of the 2012 Olympics on Friday.
But it's Romney's leadership of the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics that's received renewed scrutiny in today's Boston Globe. The headline reads, Romney's 02 Olympics, short on transparency. Callum Borchers co-reported the story and joins us now. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Callum.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you. So prior to Mitt Romney's leadership of the 02 Games, everyone will recall that the Salt Lake City Games were really racked by a bribery scandal. And then when Mitt Romney comes aboard, he promises, quote, complete transparency. And yet your report seems to indicate that's not what was delivered. So what did you find?
What we found was that when Mitt Romney came in, it was very important to try to restore public confidence in the games, and especially among the public and potential sponsors. Remember, a lot of sponsors were sort of scared off by the bid scandal, and so he sort of had a two-pronged approach to transparency. One was he pledged the most open documents policy of any enterprise, and he said, you know, you can submit a written request for any of my own correspondence, for instance. We're going to be extremely transparent with the press at the time. And then the second prong was that after the games, there was going to be this sort of comprehensive archive of documents all the way from the bid scandal to the closing ceremonies. And it was going to provide the public with some real insight into how these games were operated.
So let's take those one at a time. That first prong regarding access during the games to journalists who requested documents, you reported that maybe it wasn't as easy as reporters might have thought.
Yeah, mixed reviews. And it's important to note, by the way, though, that the Salt Lake Organizing Committee was not a public entity, although they did receive a lot of public dollars. So they're not bound by public records requests. It's not like you can submit a FOIA the way you would to a government office. So they sort of created their own similar rules, but they did retain the power to reject any requests. And there were some reporters who felt as though their requests were within the open documents policy, but their requests were still denied.
Is there any sense from your reporting that the decision to deny any of those requests came from Romney himself, or he was involved in choosing what documents would be released and what would not be?
There is not. Although there was an appeals process, you could go before the committee and explain why you believed as a reporter that you were in fact entitled to these documents. But Mitt Romney himself did not appear to have a direct hand in those decisions.
Okay. What about that second prong then regarding building an archive of documentation for access and review after the 02 Olympics?
Well, you mentioned that it's been 10 years since those Olympics happened. And by the way, the archive is still not available to the public. All those records are housed at the University of Utah's library, and it's taken a long time to sort through them. But it's not actually going to be out in the public domain until next month, we're told. And the archivists who have been doing the work further tell us that when it does become public, it's really going to be pretty bland. There's 1,100 cartons of documents, which sounds like a whole lot, but most of it is stuff that's already been published. We're not really going to get any insights into the inner workings because the vast majority of administrative documents, stuff that was handled by Mitt Romney, for instance, has been destroyed.
Now, destroyed, but you also quote a Romney campaign spokesperson saying that Mitt Romney did not have any involvement in the decision to destroy those documents. Also, Fraser Bullock, who is the organizing committee COO, he told you that Romney was long gone and it was left up to the people left behind to decide what to keep and not to keep, essentially, after Mitt Romney came back to Massachusetts to run for governor in 2002. So really, it doesn't seem like he's got any connection to the destruction of those documents.
Yeah, no direct connection. And it's important to note that there was a very brief window. I mean, these Olympics were held in February of 2002. The election for governor was in November of that same year. So it was a very quick turnaround for Mitt Romney to go and run for governor. And so he really left Fraser Bullock, who was his right-hand man, to kind of oversee the winding down of those games. So while he didn't have a direct hand in deciding which documents would be saved and which ones would be destroyed, the sense that we've gotten from talking to archivists is that he didn't foster this culture where archiving throughout the Olympic process was a super high priority. Although they spoke about that as sort of being a hallmark of those Olympics, you know, staffers were perhaps encouraged to retain documents, but it was voluntary. And then in the end, whatever was collected had to be vetted by a legal team, and they decided that much of the information was confidential and not appropriate for public viewing, and then it was destroyed.
Mm. Callum, in the last minute we have, I guess I'm curious to have your thoughts on what all of this means, because also today Mitt Romney is scheduled to deliver a speech at the VFW in Reno, in which early versions of his speech that have been released by the campaign indicate that he's going to attack President Obama for allegedly leaking classified intelligence, or the administration for leaking classified intelligence for political gain. Mitt Romney is going to go hard against the Obama administration on that. The Olympics is one thing. National security is another entirely. Can we draw any pattern across all of these on Mitt Romney's overall attitude regarding access to information?
Well, I guess in some way it's a chance for him to put this in a positive light. In other words, what he's going to criticize President Obama for, actually did, is he just wrapped up and he said that the White House is intentionally leaking documents in order to try to make themselves look good in an election year. And what he said was, you know, if I'm in office, that won't happen. There's not going to be any information leaking out. So he's sort of able to recast his alleged secrecy as a good thing.
Callum Borchers is a correspondent for the Boston Globe. Always great to have you, Callum. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.